We're going to have scripture reading this morning, starting in Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 11. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, making it bring forth the bud, that it may give the seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word that goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Hey, I want one of those. That's what one of the Gideons during a distribution in Guyana heard. And he looks around. He had been handing out little testaments to school children. And he's looking to see, where'd this come from? He looks, and here's a guy down digging a ditch. And he goes, hey, I want one of those. So the Gideon walks over, starts talking with the man, and starts speaking to him and asking him about the testament, and then starts reading some scriptures to him. And then the man asked if he could receive Christ. And the Gideon said, yes, that would be great. And they wanted to know, could he pray in his native language? And the Gideon's kind of like, sure. You know, coming from the English-speaking countries, and you go to Africa, we don't always know their languages, but God understands their language. And the Gideon was leading him, and the man prayed to receive Christ and did so. During that scripture distribution in Guyana, in the spring of 2009, over 440,000 scriptures were distributed by the Gideons. You may wonder, who are the Gideons? Gideons are an international association of Christian business and professional men, along with our wives. And we are a missionary extension of the local church. You cannot become a Gideon unless you have your pastor's approval to become a Gideon. And we are able to get into places where local churches cannot, because Gideons are in 201 countries around the world. They're already there. And we don't have to send the missionaries there. The Gideons are already in there. And the Gideon testaments and the scriptures that we print are being printed in over 107 languages, so that people around the world, the scripture is going out. Since 1899, the Gideon organization was formed, and we have a single purpose, to win men and women, boys and girls, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do this by joining together for fellowship with the Gideons, and then for personal witnessing, but also the main thing that we are known for is putting Bibles in the hotels. That's what most people think of us as, and they think that that is the number one thing that we do. Actually, it's not. The number one thing, because of just the sheer numbers in that, is giving out little testaments to school children and to college students around the world. And so we are able to go out, and we trust in the Isaiah 55:11, as I read earlier. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return unto me void. And that is what we rely on. We know that as we place the Bibles in the traffic lanes of life, we go out and put them in hotels, motels, we go to schools, colleges, prisons, the military centers. But the thing we're best known for is the hotels. There is Gideon in the Detroit area who is trying to get the Bibles put into the hotel at this one place. And for years was told, no, don't want them, not interested in them. And so he would try in that, but just kept being told no. One day he felt the Lord telling him, stop at that hotel. And he's thinking, it's not happened. So, but he got convicted that he should be doing this. So he put a bunch of Bibles in his car and then went to this hotel and got talking to the owner. And the owner agreed, yes, he would allow him to put them there. And So they put the Bibles in every one of the rooms. A few days later, that owner called back to that Gideon and thanked him for putting them there. Because one day, there was a woman that came and checked into that hotel, and she was going to kill herself and had a gun with her. And while she was there, she came across the Bible, and she started reading it. We're not sure what passage that she read, but in reading this, she found reason to keep on living and not kill herself. As she checked out of that hotel, she went and laid the gun on the counter and said, "I don't need this anymore," and left. She was the sister of the owner of that hotel. And in God's timing, allowed the owner to accept the Bibles to be in that hotel and to be there, and before his sister showed up with the thoughts of killing herself. Another testimony that came back from us is from Central Africa. There was a businessman that was going to be traveling, and he had a meeting to go to, and as he was going, he got thinking, you know, do I take my wife with me? Do I take my girlfriend with me? He had kind of he was debating on this, and he decided he was going to take his girlfriend with him on this trip. And so he did this. He got there to the hotel. He gets checked in, and then the girlfriend is putting away the luggage and everything, and he finds one of these Bibles. And he starts reading through it. And whatever he started reading, he's kind of like, he gets convicted by the Holy Spirit, and he says, "We can't be here like this." And she looks at him, she goes, "Fine, I'm going home." And she packs up, she takes off. Well, he's still got to be there for a business meeting, the reason he showed up in that hotel in the first place. So he's there, she's now gone, so he has nothing to do but to continue reading the Bible. And so for the couple days while he's there at this business meeting, he reads the Bible. And today this man and his family are Christians, and he has joined the Gideons in Central Africa. So we see that God's word does go forth. Last year, the Gideons distributed over 87.3 million scriptures. And you stop to think about it. You know, it's a big number to wrap your head around. But basically, it's every 2 seconds, more than 5 scriptures are handed out around the world. Every 2 seconds. So the Gideons around the world are getting God's word out in many places. And within a few years, we are looking to get, our goal is to try and get up to 120 million scriptures that we hand out annually. And we're a little bit behind that right now with the 87 million, but we're approaching it rapidly. And I don't have complete statistics on the data. I didn't write it down, so I'm just going to go off the top of my head a little bit with this. But the Gideon started handing out the Bibles, putting them out in 1908. And it took probably 70-some years, I forgot what the number is, that's what I'm trying to remember, to get to the first 1 billion scriptures that we handed out. And just a few years ago, we got to where we've placed the second billion scriptures. So within about 30 years, we got to 2 billion. So it's just amazing how fast God's word is going out. And just looking at the ministry, it started out slow in the United States in 1908, handing out scriptures. It was about 9 years after the organization started, and teamed up with churches to raise money to be able to put scriptures in the different hotels. And just after like 70-some years to get to 1 billion, but then within about 30 years, the second billion came. And it's, you know, the rate that we're handing them out now, it's not going to take us much. We're at a rate that probably within about 20 years, we will be at our third billion scriptures being handed out around the world. Going to the schools and that is something, as we, I forgot which pocket I put things in. The Orange Testaments are what we hand out at schools. And as we go there, we've just finished our state convention this past weekend, and they had the reports that came back from people that have gone overseas. Sometimes they're in India. India is one of the fastest places we're handing scriptures out. Africa is another place that we're able to hand out many scriptures, and they get right into the classrooms and are able to hand out scriptures right to them. In the United States, it's very, very difficult to be able to get on a school campus, high school campus, and that, to be able to hand out God's word. And in 2010, they came up with the idea of the life book. And we've been able to put this, and what the life book, we work with the churches, and the pastor or a youth pastor works with the youth of the church and gets these life books, and then the students are able to take them to school and hand them out to fellow students. This is, has the book of John, and also has in the back of it some things what our high school students would be facing and things. And so it is a very well written book for students, reaches them at their level. And last year, 5 million copies have been sent out of the life book to different churches so that their youth can take them to the schools. When I was looking it up, there was a number of churches in Michigan just in the past month that have been contacting and getting these. And so we ask for your prayers for the life book going out to the schools and being able to reach school kids and everything, because that is now a new way that we've come up with how to get into the schools. The interesting thing is the ACLU backed us when somebody tried to prevent students from getting into handing these out. And they said, no, one student can give whatever to another student, and it's not in violation of anything. And usually you think of the ACLU as stopping us from doing things. They actually supported us on this one. So it's interesting how God works and how we are able to get things out around the world and everything. But that is a way in the United States that we're able to get back into the schools again and to get God's word into students' hands. We also go on college campuses, as I said. I'm from Jackson, so some of my presentation is geared for speaking in churches in Jackson. So I talk about where we go to Jackson College and hand out scripture. And I've got that in my notes. You guys probably might not even know where Jackson College is or anything. We also go to the major universities, University of Michigan. In about 2 weeks, I think it is the distribution at Michigan State University. They go in the fall to U of M, Eastern, Western, Central, and the different universities there. Many years ago, when my son was going to Central Michigan University, I got the opportunity to go with another Gideon. We went up there, and we were doing distributions there. One odd thing is we were sitting there, and I was handing out scriptures to students as they come by, and I offered one to this one girl. And she's sitting there, and she goes, no, but, you know, there's some guys back there praying for me. And I thought that was kind of an odd answer, and I'm kind of like, okay, I'll pray for you also. And she kept on going. And then when we got together at lunch at the end of the distribution, we're sitting there talking, and this one guy sitting there, and he goes, yeah, he went to hand one to this one girl, and she goes, I don't want it. I'm a witch. And he said, well, I'll pray for you. And I said, I think I've seen that girl later on campus. And whatever you said to her got to her, because she didn't snap at me or anything. Have no idea whether she accepted any scripture from anybody else afterwards, but we do need to pray for our students as we are giving these out. We got this one report that came back to us that a Gideon was wondering, you know, when we hand these out at the college campuses and everything, does it do any good and everything. And he was speaking at a church similar to where I'm speaking today, but he was in northern Michigan speaking, and said where the, you know, we did the distributions at Central and wondered, you know, how it works. And he said after the service, this girl came up to him and said she received one of the testaments at the Central Michigan University and started coming to church after that and thanked him for being one of the people and found out, hey, it does, you know, people are paying attention when they receive these and everything. We got one report back also where as they were distributing the scriptures at a school, after they finished, this worker came down from the roof and he wanted to thank him for getting him a scripture. And they're kind of like, we didn't give you a scripture on the roof. Nearest they can figure is one of the kids that got one of these decided he didn't want it, sat there and just winged it up on the roof. And as the workman's working up there, he found the scripture and he started reading it and he liked it. And so, you know, as it says in Isaiah, God's word will not return unto him void. And it's just, even, you know, wherever somebody thinks they're getting rid of it and throwing it, God can still have a use for that. And just God's word continues. Through the military, we hand out scriptures to the soldiers that are going. And we got a report back. We give them out in the U.S., but also there was some that there were some Gideons in Russia that wanted to go and give out testaments. And they got in a car, went to the base, and they had 500 testaments with them. And they got there, and the commander, he said, and he goes, I want all of my troops to receive a testament. And I've got 1,850 troops on this base. And I want, you know, and they're kind of like, we didn't even know if we could get in here. And so we brought 500 with us. And he goes, do you have more? And they said, yes, we can get more. And he goes, I want you to go get more. And they said, well, it's going to take us a while with our car. And he said, well, I'll have my staff car go and pick up the Bibles for you. So he had one of his soldiers take the staff car and drive with these Gideons to go. And a couple of the Gideons had stayed. The commander started telling him that he received a letter from a mother of one of the soldiers. And the soldier was thinking about committing suicide. And then he found a little testament from someplace and started reading it and changed his mind from committing suicide. And now the Gideons show up and wanting to provide testaments, so he wanted all of his soldiers to have this so they had something to read. When the men returned back, the commander had all of his troops come out there, and he went out and started telling them, these men are about to hand out a little book to you. I want every one of you to keep it, put it in your shirt pocket, keep it with you at all times, and I want you to read this. I don't want any of you thinking about committing suicide. And so the Gideons are all just surprised that they didn't even know if they could distribute at this base. Now all of a sudden they're distributing 1,850 scriptures to all the soldiers there at this base in Russia. Also, we've gotten a report back from a chaplain who is in Iraq, and where we have given the scriptures to the soldiers, he was having to process one of the soldiers that was killed, and he was looking for his ID, and when he was looking in some of the pockets, he found a testament that was in the soldier's pocket. And in the back, we have the plan of salvation in here. And then with the plan of salvation, it has a place, if you accepted Jesus, you can write your name in it and put your date. And here the chaplain found that the soldier had signed the testament and put the date in there. So when he was writing back to the youth's parents, he was able to give them some assurance that he had accepted Christ and was living in heaven at this time, even though he had been killed in Iraq. So that gives you the information and some of the things. Your message for today was God's word has purpose. And that was the topic for your today's an order of worship. And that shows you the purpose that God has for his word and that it does go out. One of the things as Gideons, where we ask what you can do to help us out, is one, to pray for us. Because there are Gideons in all around the world. Some of the countries that they are in are not as friendly to the Gideons or to Christians and everything. And so as they are those that are living there, and then Gideons that travel to those countries need prayer as they're going in to those areas. And as we distribute, coming up in September, we always have the Detroit Blitz. And we go there to the universities, to high schools and everything else, and try and get God's word out. And thousands of copies of the scriptures will be distributed at that time. And so we do ask for your prayer at the distributions in September also. One of the things we also ask is, you know, having support and people to help us and everything. And we do have a member of the Gideons here in your church, if anyone else is also interested, to do so. And then to the purchasing of scripture. With the, I got corrected on this just recently, because we always say that it's $1.25 to buy one of these scriptures. The printing costs and that, and how we've been doing things, and the Gideon International, the headquarters, has been putting together contracts with different printers around the world, and we've actually been able to cut costs so that it's $1.20 to get God's Word, one of the little testaments, around the world. And that is for the printing and placement in all the different, the 201 countries. So, and we do have printing presses in many different countries around. And the Bibles themselves are $5 in that. And so just to let you know, and all the money that is given to the Gideons goes for the printing and the placement of scripture. And so just, we thank you for the offering. Also have to modify my notes because I have in here to thank the pastor. But as he's on sabbatical right now, I guess... I just thank you guys for having me here today to present the Gideon presentation and let you know what is happening with the scriptures that are being placed around the world.